So you probably think the decisions you made this morning were entirely unique to you.
Right, like totally spontaneous.
Exactly. But if we actually map them out, you are likely running on a highly predictable loop. And breaking that loop is exactly what Law 3 of the Loss of Life workbook targets.
Yeah, which is what we're getting into today.
Right. Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to prep you for your work in week 3, day 3. We're focusing on Law 3, which is everything is a cycle. If you want to know what is coming next, just look at what happened before.
It's such a vital skill. I mean, as a neuroscientist, I spend a lot of time looking at how the brain processes these cyclical patterns. We really like to think of ourselves as spontaneous, but neurologically, spontaneity is exhausting.
Oh, totally. And, as a psychology professor who teaches human behavior at the PhD level, I just find it fascinating why we get sucked into these loops in the first place. And more importantly, why we fight so hard to deny that we're even in them.
Yeah, we really do fight it. So to tackle that, the day three task asks you to select a quote for daily reflection.
Right.
And I immediately gravitated toward Marcus Aurelius. He said, "Look back over the past, for its pattern will be the same."
Oh, wait, I actually have to challenge that right out of the gate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus Aurelius is telling us to look backward. Isn't that kind of counterproductive?
Right.
In psychology, dwelling on the past is often a massive trap. We call it rumination. So, how does neurobiology differentiate between, just dwelling and healthy pattern recognition?
Well, that is a really crucial distinction because rumination is basically an emotional feedback loop, but pattern recognition is actually an energy-saving mechanism.
Okay, how so?
So your brain consumes about 20% of your body's energy, right? To conserve fuel, it uses this thing called predictive coding.
Oh,
Yeah,
right.
it constantly scans your current environment and matches it against past templates to predict what happens next. That way, it doesn't have to process every single new moment from scratch.
Right, so it's literally saving battery power.
Exactly. By deliberately bringing that Aurelius quote into your daily practice, you are essentially, well, feeding your brain better templates. You prime it to spot an incoming cycle effortlessly, rather than being blindsided and forcing your brain into this like high-energy panic response.
That makes a lot of sense. You are upgrading the software so the hardware doesn't have to work as hard.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, for my reflection, I chose Winston Churchill. He said, "The further back you can look, the farther forward you're likely to see."
Oh, I like that. So how are you applying that to the behavioral side of things?
Well, looking at historical triggers is like studying the fault lines before an earthquake. You can't stop the tectonic plates of crowd psychology from shifting, but if you map the history, you know exactly where not to stand when the tremor hits.
Right, because we're so tribal.
Exactly. We are tribal creatures. Crowds predictably repeat the exact same panic and euphoria cycles. So reflecting on this Churchill quote daily, it builds this psychological armor. You establish a baseline.
So you don't just panic when everyone else does.
Right, you start to see the herd running, but instead of your primal instincts taking over and, making you run with them, your analytical brain steps in, prevents you from getting swept up in all that manufactured outrage.
You know, this tendency to just run with the herd explains a lot about what we saw in Law 2, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure.
Because Law 2 focused really heavily on frugality and like evaluating the real long-term cost of our choices.
Yes, and the connection there is huge. When you are caught in a cyclical behavioral loop, say, I don't know, retail therapy after a stressful work
Oh,
week,
we've all been there.
right, you cannot possibly evaluate the long-term cost of an impulse purchase in that state. The immediate psychological relief just completely overrides the financial logic.
Yeah, so the mental code rewrites you did for Law 2 are fundamentally dependent on Law 3. I mean, you can't rewrite your response to an impulse until you recognize that the impulse itself is just a predictable cycle.
Exactly. Which brings us to how you, the listener, actually implement this today. Think of day three not as just homework, but as installing a new filtering tool.
Yeah.
Your task is to select one of the two quotes we just analyzed. Then use the workbook's AI prompt to source a totally unique quote of your own. And you're going to add both of those to your daily practice page.
And here is the neurological hack for that. Don't just read them, like physically write or type them out.
Because of the motor pathways.
Exactly. When you physically write a quote, the complex motor functions required activate a completely different part of your brain. specifically the reticular activating system.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, it forces your brain to flag this concept as important survival data rather than just, you know, passing background noise. It physically builds a stronger neural pathway.
So just to be super clear on your upgraded daily practice stack, moving forward, you are reviewing two quotes, your three distill points, and your three code rewrites. And you do this three times a day.
I know it sounds like a lot, but honestly, once that reticular activating system is primed, it takes mere minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it completely changes how you process the entire day.
It really does. And it sets you up perfectly for tomorrow, because on day four, you are going to learn the CYCLE method formula.
Oh, that's a game changer.
It really is a highly practical filter to help you recognize patterns before the crowd even catches on.
It is the ultimate shift from living reactively to living proactively.
Absolutely. So as you dive into your day three work today, I want to leave you with this final thought. What behavioral cycle are you currently repeating today that your future self will wish you had recognized yesterday?